Adam Kaplan joins us, one of the premier NFL insiders, an insider for ESPN. Adam, thanks a lot for joining us. You were a big hit last year on the podcast. Thanks for joining us again.
Always good to talk to you and talk about your Raiders. And I know we've got a lot of Raider fans. I look at my Twitter account, and I swear half of them are Raider fans. It's pretty amazing.
Where they are right now heading into this Jacksonville game, defensively, statistically, they're in big trouble, 32nd overall in net yards and pass defense. But offensively, Derek Carr, will start with this, has this team out to a 4-2 start. Is this where you expected the Raiders to be at this time?
You know, JT, I picked them to be one of the wild card teams. I picked them when most people thought that this would be one of the breakout teams. Didn't think they would win a division, but obviously right now they're tied for the division, which is a good thing. Even though they didn't play particularly well on either side of the football last week, the schedule sets up nicely for them. This is now, I will tell you from talking to people around the league, the Jaguars have been really good defensively. They've improved every week. It's offense. Blake Bortles has not played consistent football. The one good game, one bad game. Derek Carr has played much better. Obviously, we know they were taking the same draft. And Derek's taking this game to another level, though. Last week was not a good game for him. From my understanding, his footwork needed to be a little bit better. It was just not the kind of performance you would expect. But as you know, JT, there's something about Andy Reid. He's now 16-2 after the bye with the Chiefs and, of course, with the Eagles.
Well, I mean, we mentioned Bortles. I want to stay with him for a second because he's the type of guy who waits in the pocket for a play to develop. He's got a big arm downfield, and he can take a hit. And he's the type of guy, if the Raiders don't get a pass rush going with Mack, it just seems like he's going to throw jump balls down the middle of the field, where the Raiders have struggled this year defending the pass. Do you expect Bortles just to attack the Raiders the entire game?
Well, Greg Olsen's offense, if we study it, it's power running, deep passing, not much of an intermediate game. It's probably the biggest criticism of really the Jaguar passing game has been, where's Julius Thomas? Where's that intermediate passing game? Because, you know, Allen Robinson is a tremendous football player. He's their number one receiver. Allen Hurns is really flourishes as their number two receiver, but you'd like to see the intermediate game. Always done a great job with Blake Bortles. He's managed him very well, no question about it. But you'd like to see Bortles take his game to another level. After having a breakout season last year, let's be honest, he's not played at the same level for whatever reason.
You mentioned the Jaguars' defense, and it's really good. It's improving because against the pass, 218 yards a game. That ranks eighth overall. And you mentioned Carr and how he's available to throw downfield. And he's got playmakers in Amari Cooper and Crabtree. What's interesting here, Adam, is the fact that Latavius Murray, who's going to try to give it a go with the turf toe, and then with DeAndre Washington and Jalen Richard, it seems like Bill Musgrave wants to be more balanced and get the running game going. But the strength of the Silver and Black is Carr in that passing game.
I know, JT, from talking with the Raiders, they were so committed to running the football, no matter what would happen. They were, you just mentioned it. That was coming up from Jack Del Rio. Jack believes in running the football. He wants a balanced offense. I think that's what you've got there. Now, the Jaguars, no team is deeper up the middle. They have the best rotation at defensive tackle in the National Football League. They are really five deep. And their ends you can move. Jared Odrick, you'll see him play inside on Sunday. And when they go to nickel, and Ngakoue, their outstanding rookie, who Raider fans, well, they're hoping that he doesn't have a big game. He's probably right now one of the best defensive rookies this season. He's been great. The Jaguars love their defense. They just need to get more out of their offense if they're going to meet kind of what their expectations were for the season.
Adam Kaplan joins us, a great NFL insider for ESPN. When you look at the Raiders' offensive line, bringing in Osemele, who is a beast and is supposed to play really hard and vicious, Hudson at center, Gabe Jackson in the year he had last year, Menelik Watson's been banged up, Donald Penn has had some big games so far. Are you still bullish on the Raiders' offensive line?
I would say this. The Cowboy offensive line is better. I don't think that anyone would argue that. But the Raider, you mentioned it, they've not been able to get healthy. Even their backups have been hurt. I don't know if they've had one game past week one where they've had the same seven offensive linemen be active and healthy. That's a problem because you've got Austin Howard, who's had the ankle problem for several weeks. He's their top backup offensive lineman. They need him to play. Alexander, who's been a great story for them, he's hurt right now. You mentioned Watson. He's been hurt virtually the entire season. So I think the injuries have certainly caught up to their offensive line a little bit. the pass pro has been great. The thing they've got to do, and we've mentioned it briefly here, they're making, it's one thing to make a commitment for the run, but you're not seeing the big plays in the run game. I remember talking to Latavius Murray at training camp. So that was the thing that he wanted to take to the next level here. But now with the turf toe injury, and my understanding is, he's still limited by it to a certain extent. He feels better, but he's not quite all the way back with it. So even if he plays this week, you have to think the two young running backs are probably going to get a little bit of work.
Adam Kaplan's our guest. When I saw you up in Napa and you were looking at this team, I wanted your philosophy on Ken Norton Jr. and his future in this league, because he took some heat this week. They took heat in the first game against New Orleans, giving up over 1,000 yards in the first two games. Then the Raider defense started making some plays, and then they took a step backwards against Kansas City. Is the future bright for Ken Norton Jr. in this league overall with the principles he brought in from Seattle and Pete Carroll and working side-by-side with Jack Del Rio?
Well, I would say this, and this is not a secret. Jack has become heavily involved in the defensive game planning, and on game day he's heavily involved. And it's going to come down to this. If they don't get this defense, and a fix is a bad word, coaches hate that, corrections and stop making the same mistakes. From talking to the Raiders, the mental busts they've had on defense are just mind-boggling, and it seems like there's something new every week. And I understand, JT, when you really look at how many new players are playing here. Bruce Irvin, Jihad Ward, Corey James, Amerson's now back for, this is his first full season, Carl Joseph, Reggie Nelson is new. And then, of course, Sean Smith now. There are a lot of changes here. That is part of it. We need to be fair about it when we talk about it. But the fact of the matter is, the numbers are unacceptable. It's not just the rankings. It's the mental errors every week which are killing this defense. And I know the fans have asked me on Twitter, what's wrong with Khalil Mack? I mean, he's making the same effort, but he's not making the same plays. Bruce Irvin, we were expecting big stuff from him. Raiders are not getting it. If they want to win this division, go in the playoffs, if this defense does not improve significantly, they're absolutely not going anywhere.
Adam Kaplan joins us. I'll stay with Mac for a second. When you look at the film, is he being doubled, chipped? The fact, is he getting around the edge quicker than he was? Everyone, as you know, Adam, knows he's in the stadium, where he is at all times. Should the Raiders be moving him around more and getting him open in space?
Yeah, he's had a bunch of plays where he almost gets the sack, almost makes a big play, but is not getting it. Then the question is, do you want to move him around more, stand him up more? And Bruce Irvin is not making an impact as a pass rusher. And I remember talking to the Raiders about Corey James. Now, this is before they made the switch at middle linebacker, but he's a guy that you could rush a little bit. He's very, very fast and athletic. Carl Joseph, who's a box player, could at some point, I know because a lot of people in the league about Joseph, they thought he'd be a guy like Bob Sanders who could blow plays up and maybe rush the passer a little bit. I think Ken Norton's going to have to get creative with Jack Del Rio. They've got to figure out some ways to get the job done here. And the thing about the Jaguars, they're so loaded on offense. They're going to spread you out. And the thing that the Jaguars are going to try to do this Sunday, the one thing they've not done well is run the football. In fact, they weren't running it well last year, and it's even been worse for them this season.
Adam Kaplan joins us. What are they saying in Bristol and throughout your travels on Crabtree and Cooper and the ceiling for both those two receivers?
Yeah, and I think when you look at Crabtree, this is why they extend his contract. Tremendous leadership. This is the thing that, and I know from talking to the 49ers, that they loved about him and was very underrated. He's a tremendous practice player. Brings the energy and the passion every week, and he sets a great example. Of course, he's off to a very good start. Amari Cooper is a terrific football player. He's going to put up record numbers this season. The only thing that he needs to do a better job of is look at where his feet are. He's missed at least three touchdowns this season that, you know, from talking to the Raiders, he should have had, and he's got to take a look at that. But he's been terrific. And don't forget about Seth Roberts, the third-year undrafted free agent, who's one of the better young slot receivers in the league. And the receiver position is not the issue on offense. They've just got to get the running game going a little bit more, and they have to get the big plays. And I think this is where Bill Musgrave, as a play caller, has to figure out a way to get these young running backs, Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington. They're not making the big plays that I know from talking to Raiders they thought they were going to get this season.